Proclamation number 7012 of 8th of January, 1958. Rescue work of the beings of light on the people entrusted to them. What happens in the spiritual kingdom is hidden from you humans, but the beings of light know about the fate that awaits Earth and its inhabitants. And therefore they are extremely eager to carry out rescue work and to touch all people through events of various kinds in order to make them think and then to gain entrance for themselves in the form of thoughts. Again and again they try to do this with those who are entrusted to them, to whom they were assigned as guardian spirits at the beginning of their human existence. Their concern is for them from birth until death. And with love and zeal they fulfill this task, which is not always easy when people resist their influence and go their own ways. For the beings of light are not allowed to use any coercion either, and it is precisely the human being's freedom of will that often makes the act of saving his soul difficult. But thousands of possibilities are at their disposal. And they always take advantage of these possibilities because they know how close the end is and what fate awaits the souls they could not win. But they also often have to try to reach their aim in a painful way. They cannot spare them hardship and suffering of all kinds because these first grant them access, because only then people direct their thoughts differently than before. Since the beings of light now know what is coming as well as the state of maturity of the souls entrusted to them, no delays are advisable. They cannot wait until people's thinking slowly changes. They have to anticipate and forcibly shake the thinking, for their love determines them to do so if the souls are not to get lost. And from God they also have the power to act according to their discretion. For it is only God's will which fulfills them and impels them to their course of action. And if you humans look at every disaster, every case of misfortune and every sorrowful event in such a way that many beings of light struggle for their charges in that all these beings of light therefore participate in carrying out rescue work for the souls of the affected and their relatives, then the accumulation of such sorrowful events will also be understandable to you, for those beings of light recognize them as a possibility and therefore also used them. The love of those beings of light for the unhappy souls who still dwell in darkness is overwhelming and they want to bring them light. For this reason there will always be agreement in the spiritual kingdom as soon as rescue possibilities are planned. Because they are all full of love for people on earth and also recognize in their wisdom what advantage sorrowful events offer which you humans are unable to comprehend. The spiritual turning point which will come will also have an effect in the spiritual kingdom and increased willingness to help, and wherever there is only the possibility to come to the aid of a soul it will also be utilized. And therefore every vineyard laborer on earth will always experience the support of the world of light, and their rescue work will be a joint one in that the beings of light will also induce them to carry out certain vineyard work. That is, the laborers in the vineyard of the Lord will very often be guided in their activity by these beings of light, because their only endeavor is to open human hearts, to direct people's thoughts into the kingdom of the beyond, so that the beings of light can then continue their work and also help and advise the people whose well-being and salvation they look after. Everything is arranged according to God's wise plan, and you humans will be guided as long as you allow yourselves to be guided and don't resist it. But in the end time everything will be rushed, hurried and piled up. For the time is hastening and the end is near. Amen.